Here with Coach Jim Turner here is the football camp wrapping up here this week for Scott City. And first day of football comes up August 19th. Hard to believe that we're to that point already. But first and foremost, this summer here, you guys kind of started off right after state track with weightlifting and getting that going. Of course, having some camps here this week with football. But how's things been for you guys in the weight room so far this summer?
Oh, pretty good. Our seniors have done a really good job being leaders so far to this point. I think we have eight of them that have 100% attendance in the weight room. You know, we give them some time off. They go to camp or something, a sports camp or church camp. They're not going to get counted against them. Had a new one this year, Sam, where we went to a higher patrol camp because he's kind of interested in that. So, you know, we don't count that against him. That's a pretty big deal. But we got 100% out of seven or eight of them. And you know, one of them's a cross-country kid. It's great to see him in here, too. You know, so we've been pleased with that. We've had some kids, you know, struggle getting out of bed and getting in here for a 6 o'clock lifting session. And, you know, hopefully their teammates put a little pressure on them if it's just a matter of getting out of bed. So, you know, that's always – we always have a little bit of that. But that's always not something you want to see out of the kids. You want to see them get committed to their teammates and get out of bed and get in here.
I know it's the first year this happened, but you had that week moratorium there, I think, the first week of July. And was that something that was nice? Was it an adjustment not only for the athletes but also for the summer coaches?
Well, I think the kids liked it. I liked it. I mean, I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing that the state's mandating it because otherwise people wouldn't do it. You know, it gave the kids a break. I mean, a lot of our state track kids come out of state track on Friday, Saturday, and additional Sunday and right in the weight room on Tuesday. So, you know, they get no break whatsoever. So, you know, it's good for them to get that break in there. And then, of course, it's kind of about halfway point, and then we're going to hit it back up through July. And now we start school really late, but middle August football. And, you know, so it's kind of a halfway point. I think it's really good. Just sadly, looking at next year's schedule, it's going to be like a Thursday through a Wednesday. I don't know why they didn't just cover a week around the 4th, whenever it is, but that's what it shows on the Acacia calendar. So, but I think it's a great thing because kids need to have a little time off. And, you know, we don't demand a lot out of football in the summer, and we want those kids to get in the weight room, and we want them to come to camp. And then after camp, usually they're a little excited. It's late in the summer, and they want to get together and play 7-on-7, and that's all we really want. We don't want them traveling the state and, you know, going to full contact camps as a team. We're not going to do it. I'm not going to ask kids to take off work for a week and go to full contact camp. And we're not going to go out after weights and work on offensive plays all summer long and take up an hour and a half, 2 hours of their time there. You know, most of these kids work, and they work hard, and they work outside, and they need a little bit of time off away from me and away from football, and probably I'm never going to change that aspect of what I'm doing. So.
Of course, with this week football here, kind of going geared more of that, get them closer here to first day of practice on the 19th, and you're 7 weeks away from your first competitive game of the year at home against Hugoton. But this week, what did you see with your team? Look like the numbers are still pretty good this year.
Yeah, we're going to be just over 60, somewhere in there, you know, depending on who shows up, actually, at the end. And we had a couple kids hurt still with nagging things going on. And we're going to have solid numbers. You know, we had about 5 kids that played last year that decided not to, so that kind of hurt us and dropped us down a little bit where I thought we were going to be 65 to 70. You know, but camp, first day was pretty rough. Out of our 4 quarterbacks, we're running through, 3 of them are new. So, and I don't just mean new. I mean brand new, never took a snap in their lives. So, you know, that was a little rough with fumbling snaps here and there on Monday. But Tuesday was a lot better. Wednesday was even better. So, you know, that's what we kind of talk about. We want to get better every day, whether it's camp or practice. And, you know, Harrison looked pretty darn solid at quarterback. And we moved Parker to halfback. And Parker, you know, jumping in there since his freshman year, back to halfback, reads the holes incredibly well. He's going to run well back there. And, yeah, I've moved Brandon Witherin. We have a lot of new positions. Winter looking back to fullback or over to fullback with Kale. Still looking for 25 to 30 carries combined out of those two. So, you know, something new for both of them. They're going to play both ways. They're going to have to. So that'll take a little pressure off of both of them. You know what? I don't think either one of them could carry it 30 times a game like Wyatt did a few times and still be full go on defense. So, you know, we'll split some carries there and both different style runners, which is kind of nice too.
With what you have here for numbers out, you're pretty heavy number-wise, juniors and seniors, and it's really kind of been a long time since you've seen Scott City with high numbers like that in the double digits, well into the double digits with both upperclassmen.
Yeah, that junior class is going to be huge for us and huge in a lot of ways size-wise too. We got some beef up front. I mean, Eli Mack will be our senior starter on the line, you know, right now looking at after camp and weight room attendance and stuff, which once we get into contact, we really decide. But a bunch of juniors roaming across that offensive line and look pretty good. So it's going to be interesting. I'm really excited, and I think the guys are getting excited now that we've got the camp and the summer's winding down.
Well, this year you're doing something a little different here. A week before the first game, it's first time that Keisha's allowed this. It's kind of a jamboree where you scrimmage a couple of teams. That's going to be kind of I think it could be pretty fun to see somebody else that you're definitely not going to play this year.
Yeah, you know, for Keisha, this is something that's been in the works for 4 or 5 years because it always takes a long time for Keisha to decide something. The Coach Association will push, and finally they'll make a decision. And at first I really wasn't for it, but, you know, after last year, we promised the freshmen coming in they're not going to be going contact drills against the older kids unless we feel like they're ready and they feel like they're ready. And we come to the first scrimmage, and I have no corner to put out on the second group, so had to put Carson Fro out there and just blow the whistle when anybody came near him. You know, because I don't want him in that position, especially after 2 weeks of practice. So this will alleviate that because we can have a varsity scrimmage going on one end of the field against Great Bend and then a JV one at the other end and then same against Hoisington. So that makes a huge difference for that situation. What I don't like is we'll probably have to travel every year. Yeah. I don't know if it rotates around, they might come out here 1 out of 3. If we stick with the same teams, which I hope we get consistent with something like that. It'll be interesting. I'm sure there'll be a lot of, there's all three coaches we've talked. There'll be a lot of kinks we got to work out because nobody really knows what they're doing yet, but I think you get 18 plays, against Great Bend and 18 more against Poison, and so 36 total offensive plays, and then, of course, 36 defensive plays.